All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, March 12th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a 7-game NBA main slate, as well as a 4-game NHL main slate. And then we have the players teeing off early tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Andy said afternoon, everyone. What is up, Andy? Appreciate you guys tuning in. As usual, we are going to get SaberSim up, and then we will start with questions that came in usually in the Discord first. We're just kind of work our way top down here. I think I have everything pulled in to the chat here. First question actually came in from support, and they were asking about a FanDuel late swap demo. So I'm going to do my best here to piece together a late swap demo. It's hard to do late swap demos given that there are no active slates. So I'm going to use a couple different resources here, but let's go over to our help docs. And we're going to go to the SaberSim tutorial section. And then I'm going to use this how to enter your lineups into your contest on desktop. And then this how to late swap. Okay. So on this how to enter your lineups into your contests on desktop, there are DraftKings, FanDuel, Yahoo, and Owner's Box different demos for you, right? So we're going to use this FanDuel one mostly just to so you can see how to retrieve the files from FanDuel and upload to FanDuel, right? So in the FanDuel demo, right? Let me say that again. So here, you're on the contest page. We're on a FanDuel slate. You click upload entries, right? Normally, if you're like on a DK slate, you click this hyperlink, download template file from DraftKings, and it'll just download it straight to your browser and you can drag and drop it. That's not the case for FanDuel, okay? FanDuel makes you like go to their website and click some other pop-up. So you'll see it right here, right? So if you click this download template file from FanDuel button, it's going to take you to the FanDuel upcoming page, okay? It'll look like this. And then on the FanDuel upcoming page, you're going to click this CSV edit button, okay? This is where you actually get the file from, okay? So you come in here, you click CSV edit, and then you click this download CSV template. Now, once you click this, the file downloads, and then you're going to go back to SaberSim and drag and drop this file into your contest page. Okay, so come drag and drop it. Boom. All right, cool. So we got the files. It's all pre-slate, right? So we get to the post build. We're happy with all our lineups, right? We're ready to save the lineups and we're ready to upload them back into FanDuel. Okay. So here, you're going to click the save to contest button. It should be green, but here it's gray because he's already clicked it. And then you're going to download your lineups in the top left-hand corner. Okay. So let me just go back real quick. So here the lineups get saved, right? Save to contest. You get a notification. The lineups are saved. And then this download icon in the top left lights up green. Okay. This is what you want to click, right? So the file that gets downloaded after you click this top left arrow is what you're going to upload back to the site. Okay. And then that will look like this. Notice that the file name starts with entries. Okay. So really important that your file starts with entries because that's the one that they're going to accept. Okay. Now it's going to take you back to SaberSim. You're going to go through the same process of, it's going to take you back to FanDuel. You're going to click the CSV edit button again. Okay. But this time, instead of clicking download, you're going to go down to the bottom where it says upload file, you're going to click this browse button. Okay, you're going to click browse. And then you're going to go and grab that entries file. And then you're going to click edit or upload. And then you get a successfully uploaded message, okay? So this is all pre-slate, right? This is all interacting with FanDuel, downloading CSVs, putting them into SaberSim, uploading CSVs from SaberSim back to FanDuel, okay? So once you do this, right, SaberSim knows what your lineups are. Because when we go back, right, and we click the save, now your lineups have gone into your CSV. So the lineups are in SaberSim. So SaberSim knows, hey, I have two contests, one with one entry, one with five entries. I know what lineups are in each contest, okay? So that allows you, when you get to late swap, to just simply go into SaberSim and click late swap. You don't need to do anything else because SaberSim already knows what lineups you have in which contest. Okay, so then we get to the late swap tutorial, right? So now slate passes, okay? Once the slate starts, I would click the refresh projection icon because what that's going to do is it's going to allow SaberSim to know what time it is. Okay, so then you click the refresh projection icon, and then, you know, say the slate that we're looking at in this late swap starts at 5 p.m. I think it's like Mountain Time, right? But doesn't matter. So at 5:01, we're going to refresh the projections, and then SaberSim is going to say, hey, this slate has now started, okay? So then this green late swap button is going to appear, okay? So then we click the late swap button, right? And then we're going to get a pop-up that looks like this, and this is about your late swap settings. Now, if there is information on this projections page that you want to carry over into your late swap, you can change this settings dropdown from default to whatever the name of the build is, which is build one, right? So if you applied filters, if you applied rules, if you changed minimax exposures, if you curated your player pool, any adjustments that you made, if you want to carry them over, change the setting from default to build one in this dropdown. Now, let's say you don't care. Like, let's say you were pretty hands-off, didn't do too much, okay? You don't need to do anything here. And then there's two options, create without building or swap now. If you want to create without building, that's fine. This is just going to take you to your swap build, and it's not going to build lineup. So maybe you're just getting your swap build ready for your late swap, but you're not ready to run it yet, right? Then I would use create without building. But if you're ready to run your late swap, then just simply use the green swap now button, okay? So then once you use the swap now button, your lineups are going to run, and it'll look like this over here. You're going to see your lineups running. And then once the lineups are done, you're going to come into the post build, and it's going to look like this, right? This is the autofill technology. And then when you're ready, you're going to click save to contests. And what I would do here, right, is I would always save first and then analyze my exposures, okay? So we need to replace the lineups, and we need to put the new lineups into the contest by saving them. And then once you save them, then we can analyze the exposure, the original exposure versus the delta. So this is like your new exposure is your exposure column. Your old exposure is the original exposure. And then the difference is going to be the delta. So the delta is going to tell you which players are in more of your lineups and which players are in less of your lineups. Okay, so I think the delta is probably the most important column here. You're going to go to the top right. You're going to click save again. Okay. And then once you save it, let's see where that lights up. I'm trying to see if we can see it light up. Okay. I don't see it. But basically, what's going to happen, you're going to click save to contest again. And then after saving, the same green download icon in the top left is going to light up. You're going to download it, and then we're going to go back to FanDuel the way we were before in this other one. And then we're going to get to the FanDuel upcoming page. And then we're going to click CSV edit. We're going to get to this pop-up. We're going to click browse. And then we're going to upload the file that starts with entries again. Okay. And then that is how you do a late swap for FanDuel. So the uploading and the uploading part is the same pre and post late, because that all happens in FanDuel. The only difference for FanDuel that is important to know is that notice, and we'll go like right here. So this is the upcoming section. Okay. When you are in late swap, you need to go to the live section. Okay. So this upcoming are for slates that haven't started yet that you're playing. If a slate is in progress, you need to go to the live section, and there will also be a CSV edit button in the live section. Okay. So important that the only difference here for late swap is to go to live and then use the CSV edit there. Okay, so that's the big difference. But that is effectively how you do a late swap for FanDuel. All right. Good stuff there. That was a good question to get us started today. Let me get rid of some of these because it's bogging down my computer. All right, next question. Is there any significant meaning post-build when you go back and look at player exposures? And SaberSim does not have certain players in the player pool at all compared to players that SaberSim chose if you created multiple builds. Can the different built lineups be combined for the best overall lineups? For instance, running multiple cores, wave edges, weather edges, etc. Thank you. So this is a golf question, right? So like, let's go over to golf. So in regards to building lineups, right? Notice that we're using sim mode and our sim diversity is on high at a number of 8. What this means is that we are taking random samples from our sim database of the tournament every time we build your lineups. Now, in those different samples, you know, say sample one, I take lineup 1, 700, 13,000, 4,900, right? Just example. And then sim two, for lineup two, I take numbers 500, 900, and 1400, right? Those are different sims. Those are going to play out differently. So depending on the combination of sims you get can lead to different exposures for different golfers, right? We're doing this every single time we build your lineup. So we're doing it 500 times, 5,000 times, right? Depending on what plan you're on. You're going to get different exposures in different builds. That's okay. Now, is there a way to combine them? You can only have so many lineups in a build, and you're probably building the max. So, no, you could use the favorites tab if you wanted to, right? Like, hey, from build one, maybe I want to take 250 lineups. The top 250 from build two, maybe I want to take the top 250 from there, and then I combine 500 lineups into the favorites tab, right? That's something that you could try. Now, as far as the second question goes, actually, no. If you create multiple builds, can lineups be combined for the best overall lineup? So that's how you would combine them, right? Via the favorites. Now, is there any significant meaning to this? I would say no. You know, this is what makes SaberSim unique, right? We have so many sims, and when you combine them this way and that way, you get different results. And this is also why SaberSim users don't all build the same lineups. This is why you don't build the same lineups every single time you click build. So we are very much in favor of that technology. All right. I think that answers that one. Let me know those were actually two different questions. Sorry. I kind of combined two questions, but I think I answered them both. So the first one was from J. Sams Jr., and that was about the exposures, and then the second one was about combining lineups via different builds. So the first one was more like sim diversity based, and then the second one I need to read this one again. Is there any significant meaning post-build? When you go back and look at player exposures, SaberSim does not have certain players in the player pool at all compared to players. Okay, I think I understand what this one means. So this, if I'm interpreting this right, they're saying like, hey, I did a build, pre-slate, and maybe I wasn't getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But then I did a late swap, and now I'm getting a ton of him. What does that mean? Typically, what that means is that some other part of the slate that is unrelated changed. Usually, say that again. That frees up salary in order for you to get to higher salary players, to maybe better players that you couldn't afford before because of the salary cap, right? So oftentimes it is semi-unrelated, but it is a good thing overall because SaberSim is trying to get to the best plays possible. And when value opens up, when lower salary players become good plays, then it's going to use them and then try to get to your higher projected, higher salary plays that are still good, right? So I think maybe that's what we're talking about here. Next question. We definitely answered that one in regards to favorites. All right, next question. If I have a different opinion than Vegas on a game, what changes should I make so that projections reflect the game script that I expect to play out? For example, the implied total for Buffalo versus Detroit is 6.7 below. Got a 4-game slate over there. Okay, so first things first, just to clarify, the totals that you see at the top are not from Vegas. The totals you see at the top are from our sims. So these are our mean team totals for all the teams on the slate. So what we're doing is we're simulating the games thousands of times, and then this is the goals that the team scores on average across all of our sims. Okay, now, the more important part of your question is, Detroit is 6.7 total, but what if I thought it was going to be a 2-1 game? Very good question. So we're talking about this Buffalo-Detroit game, match. So the total right now is about 6.6. Saying, what if I thought it was going to be a 2-1 game? Should I go in and reduce the projections for all the players? So there's two ways to do this. Number one is the way you're mentioning, where you go in, you filter for the teams, and you lower all the projections. Number two is you go to the team stacks and you adjust the projected goals for each team. Now, what's the difference, right? So the difference here is that, in our opinion, the game total adjustments are better. Adjusting the projected goals is better. And the reason for this accounts for correlation. Adjusting individual players does not. So, for instance, if I go to Buffalo, and then if I go to Tage Thompson, right, and I go and look, and I pull up I think it says J.J. Peterka, and then Rasmus Dahlin, right? All these players are highly correlated to him. So, usually, what that should mean, if I increase his projection, that should have an effect on those other players as well. Individual projection adjustments on the player level do not work like that, okay? There's no cascading effect on all the other players when you just adjust an individual player's projection. Now, goal total adjustments do work like that, in the sense that, let's say, Detroit has 3.6 projected goals, but we think they're going to score 2. So what we do, right, is we have all our sims, and then remember the 3.6 is the average goals for that team across our sims. We basically start to filter our sims down, Okay. So we're saying, let's start ignoring when you set this to 2, right? I go in, I set Detroit to 2. I set Buffalo to 1. And then down here on the bottom, I apply this change. Then 1, it updates in the table, right? So 2-1. And then I need to go to players. You get this adjusted Saber Sim projection column. Okay, what I need to do, click the gear icon, switch my projection source to Saber Sim adjusted. Okay, when I do that, now all these players are different, right? And I can compare them by just looking at the SS projection and the adjusted projection. So Tage goes from 12 to 8.6. Rasmus Dahlin goes from 11.4 to 8, right? And all these guys are going down, and then the goalies are going up, right? Goalie goes from 8.3 to 13.2, right? So you can see goalie go up, skaters go down because there's less goals here. This is filtering the sim. So it's saying, hey, let's just start ignoring all of the high scoring sims for this game, for this team, until we can get their mean team total as close to this number as possible. Now, caveat, there is a certain number of sims that we require to stay in the pool, right? So like, for instance, I was doing like a basketball example with somebody, and they were like, hey, you know, when I change points for an NBA game from to 150, it's like some game, right? And like, hey, I made the totals 150, 140, but when I change it to 200, 190, they're the same. It's like, yeah, because you've hit the sim filtering threshold. We require so many sims to be present, and increasing or decreasing past a certain point will no longer have an effect because we have already run into the number of sims that we need, and we can't go further in either direction. Okay. So you might run into a situation where 2-1 isn't different from 1-0.5 or something like that. Right. So just be aware of that, but the goal totals will maintain all of the correlations that go with adjusting projections, where adjusting individual players will not. So remember that. But we do think that goals are a better option for that reason. All right. Good question there. Woo said, I have a large slate with multiple contest types, low, multi, low 20, flagship, multi, flagship 20. Should I be running separate builds with different own percentages types on SaberSim, or can it be done all in one build? To clarify, I'm unsure whether the contest sims will adjust ownership percent based on contest type on one entire build, or if I need to run separate builds and adjust manually. Okay, good question. So just to be clear, the way this works, the field lineups make up the ownership projections, right? So if I go to just basketball for today, right? And then let's say I'm going to go and just look at some different ownerships. So flagship MME, Shy is 15% owned. What this means is that in our flagship MME set of field lineups, he has 15% exposure. Okay. If I go to high stakes single entry, his ownership goes up to 17%. That means that he is 17% owned in that set of field lineups. So when your contest sims are using different sets of field lineups, the contest sim engine is automatically taking into account the different ownership percentages for players, because the ownership percentages are the exposures of the players in each of these individual buckets. Okay. So you don't need to do separate builds. You can run them all together. Each contest sim is going to use its own specific set of field lineups, which is different ownership each time, which is different exposure in the contests. Okay. So taking care of that for you automatically, you don't need to do anything special there. And as long as, you know, you upload your entry file and we know what contest you're playing and all these Field lineups are set. You don't need to do anything else. You're all good. But good clarification question there for sure. All right. Looks like we are caught up here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. We basically did a FanDuel late swap demo here at the beginning of the show. So that was pretty cool. First time we did that. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, Thursday for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.